Unfortunately, a dead body inside the house, and it started rotting. There's a foul smell. And it's bizarre for the mace amongst the people that are alive there. And also the live people have a bizarre from a foul smell that's coming from him. The Ramor adds that they were about to mention, or even if he did not yet rot, but it's close to happening. So there's going to be a bizarion both for the mace and for the people living there. Here, prevent this serious lack of covenant brias, we permit Issa de Rabbonin. So Issa de Rabbonin to take anything into a karmelis, which doesn't have mechitzas, but it's not a full fledged rishus rabbin. Here we permit one to take the mace to the karmelis so that we don't have the situation of the mace and the chayim suffering. We have another option that they go to another place. So instead of being matter the issa carrying to the karmelis, we just tell them to leave the house. Continues in the mechaber. We mentioned before that there was a special heter of carrying a mace together with a loaf of bread or a baby on top of him. By doing so, you're basically carrying both at the same time, and it's a more lenient way of carrying muksa, because you're not just carrying the muksa itself, you're carrying the heter, and together with that you're carrying the muksa. But it's a special heter for mace. Therefore, this opinion says that if you're carrying this mace to the karmelis, you have two problems. You have the problem of the karmelis, you have the problem of muksa. So make the problem of muksa more lenient by adding the kigur tinuk. That's his opinion. Now, this is not such a simple eitzah, because even though you're making the carrying of muksa more lenient, but you're making the carrying to a karmelis worse, because you're carrying, aside from the mace, you're carrying this bread. The second opinion b'met says that if you're already carrying to this Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanan, just carry the mace, don't add anything to it. Why you add more Isser carrying from Rishus HaYochad to this Kabbalist? And a third opinion brought here, there's a third opinion that says that if it's necessary, you could even take him out to Rishus HaRabim. Now the question is, how can we permit Isser D'Raisa for Kovod HaBrias? So this opinion holds, and since you're not taking him out for the sake of the dead person, you're just taking him out so he shouldn't be in the house, it's called the Mlocha Shein Zrich L'Gufa, which is also only Midrabbonon, and therefore you fall back to the rule that anything that's Midrabbonon is Mutter, Mokum Kod HaBrias. And this opinion says, don't put a kikar, because you can put a kikar on it, you're adding more carrying. But you can't put a tinak. Now the tinak over here is not a baby, because we're talking about a tinak that could already walk by himself, and you have this concept of chai noises out. So if you have that type of tinuk, which doesn't have an iser of haitzor, midiraisan, then add the tinuk and take him to the Rishus HaRabim if necessary. Tears the machave, vodin, and will be bizoin, achagoin, should be svina, voyuan, yoidim is asvim shom, chayin kukoyetim is that. This special heter that they permitted to move the mace around is also if there's a bizoin, if he's in a boat and there's a bunch of goyim that are crowding around him, you want to take this dead body away from the goyim. You also can use this heterim of the kikur v'tinyak and move him away. Says the Ramah, another way of carrying him is to ask a goy to carry him. This special heter of carrying the mace together with this piece of bread or the baby is a very, very b'shasat chaketer. It's only preventing a lack of kovod habrias to the mace or to the people that are alive. But if it's only so that a kohen should be able to come in to that area, in other words, you want the kohen to come in and there's a dead body there, you're not allowed to take the dead body out with this kikur tinok, just so that the kohen could go in. But there are those that are matter to ask a goy to take him out so that the kohen could come in there. And the ma'isa, the Ramos says, chen risa noigim letzach mitzvah oy chasena. But the tzach mitzvah, since this is a shvus to shvus, you have the goy, who's Issa Rabban to tell the goy to do something, and he's carrying muksa to a karmelis, as permitted by mokum tzorich godlin, or mokum mitzvah. Therefore, over here we permit the tzorich mitzvah or a wedding and the like.